Gen Con will not be happening, and the economic impact is going to be massive when economic impact is desperately what we need right now. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. So good to be with you. Chris Gall is the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Visit Indy, visitindy.com. He joins us now on the drivehubler.com hotline. Now, there is a silver lining to this story, but first, let's get into it. What were the conversations? What was the possibility of moving Gen Con or keeping it? What made the final decision to say no to this year?
Well, Tony, thanks for having me on. It's become really a piece of fabric in our community, Gen Con, something we've hosted since 2003, and we've been in discussions with them nearly daily since mid-March to really inform them transparently what's happening here on the ground, how our state is reacting. And it became a tipping point late last week when Gen Con just didn't feel comfortable bringing together 70,000 from 40 different countries to convene in early August. And so made the decision to back things out and just really cancel. Not even part of it will go virtual, but just wasn't an option for them. Their conference is just too complex with the setup and the teardown, the amount of space to use every square inch inside the convention center and the entire stadium. So it stings to lose the city's largest convention. It was one we were very optimistic would happen, but we also understand the logistics and the thoughtfulness that went into their final decision to pull the plug for 2020. It's the first time they won't convene in 53 years, and it does sting.
Now, I got to ask you to try and stay in one place because you're cutting out just a touch, and I want to make sure people catch this. So they cancel for this year, talking to Chris Gall of Visit Indy, but they extend their contract for two more years. So Gen Con, which has been, there's been discussions of whether or not they're going to maybe move this giant convention somewhere else. They're with us through 2026. There's talk about the growth possibilities of the convention center, of the hotel scene that we have been looking at. This move to 2026, does that also create opportunity for those hotels to say, okay, we're going to get into full swing as well?
Yeah, I think so. So part of the news yesterday of cancellation also came over the last 10 weeks, negotiations to keep them safe and sound and healthy in Indy for two years, 2025 and 2026. So we were very proud of that, and it speaks to kind of our city's ability to grow with Gen Con. And as you mentioned, one of the reasons why we were looking to and are looking to expand the convention center over onto the footprint of Pan Am Plaza and put up new hotels is because of Gen Con and many other annual conventions that are literally outgrowing the city. And so what we've seen, Tony, since this COVID-19 crisis happened, we've seen a lot of planned hotels fall out of the pipeline. The shovels were put away, the financing put away, and that natural attrition has caused even more demand for projects like Pan Am to be put in place. Otherwise, when things get back to hosting conventions in whatever way that looks like, you know, we are going to need additional rooms to help these conventions like Gen Con stay in place because their growth pattern is significant.
Talking to Chris Gall of Visit Indy. Before I let you go, we know that occupancy is at a low, 3% to 5% hotel occupancy. If the hotels are even open, what are they telling you about getting reopened? And are we at risk of any of the hotel companies, management groups, et cetera? Are we at risk of them saying, you know what? We simply won't be able to go on if we stay closed much longer.
Absolutely. They're in every major city, hotels and owners of the hotels who are very anxious and teetering on the edge of a real financial issue. And that's because normally we'd be at 70%+. As you mentioned, we're closer to 3% occupancy. And that is a very telling sign of the health of tourism right now, which is things coming to a screeching halt. One of the things we have going for us, Tony, and we've done our homework and our research, is the fact that the Indiana Convention Center has been sealed off since Tuesday, March 17th. It's not been set up for any medical treatments or anything inside the walls is resident meeting planners. The other thing is our drivability. Research shows when conventions and visitors start thinking of coming back, they are most likely going to drive to be in control of the destiny. So more than half the U.S. population is within an eight-hour drive or less of any. And so we gain their cover a little more quickly because of our store location and drivability. So we're turning the page at some point to start inviting folks back. And we think leisure visitors, people from Chicago, St. Louis, Louisville, Cincinnati, Detroit, Nashville will come first. Conventions will probably be September, October. That's really the window and the optimism we're seeing.
That's Chris Gall of Visit Indy on the drivehubler.com hotline. Chris, I appreciate you.